leaving the embassy for who knows how long, France's ambassador to Australia stopped his car for a few words to reporters.
I think this has been a huge mistake, a very, very bad handling of a partnership, because it was not a contract, it was a partnership. A trust partnership that's supposed to be based on trust, mutual understanding, and also a partnership based, you know, on sincerity.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. You see the result. You speak French.
Then it was to Sydney Airport for his flight home. Empty of its ambassador, too, is the French embassy in Washington, D.C. This is an unprecedented move by France, the United States' oldest ally.
You have to go back to before the first president of the United States, that's George Washington here, to find the origins of this alliance between France and the US. Just 2 years after the US Declaration of Independence, in 1778, France formally recognized the strange new nation and then backed it in its war against the British. In all of the years since then, this is the first time, says the French Foreign Ministry, it's ever recalled its ambassador to the US.
It's proof of how angry France is right now, and this is why.
And so, friends, AUKUS is born. A new enhanced trilateral security partnership between Australia, the United Kingdom, and the United States.
On Wednesday, Australia, the UK and the US unveiled AUKUS. It's a defence agreement aimed at countering China in the Indo-Pacific. But it cuts France out of a 2016 deal to build diesel-powered submarines for Australia in favour of nuclear-powered tech from the UK and US. It'll leave France tens of billions of dollars poorer, and it's being seen by Paris as a gross deception by friends and allies. Still, there are those who think Paris is overreacting.
I think, you know, it was not necessary. I mean, we have never recalled previously our ambassador from Washington. And it's really very bad manners from the Americans towards France. I mean, really, America has been treating Macron like an underdog and so on. But it's only bad manners. And I think that vengeance is a meal that should be served cold.
As for the UK, well, France has spared London the sting of pulling home its ambassador. Instead, French ministers have tried something more withering. They suggest it's not worth bothering with junior partners, and that's all the UK is to the US. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, London.